We are in Daf Yudzayin Omer Aleph. Let's quickly go through the Mishnah again in Masechet Gittin. The Mishnah says the concept of a shtar mugdim, a shtar that was written before was actually exercised. Says the Mishnah, Nichtiv b'yayim v'nechtim b'yayim was written and signed by day. That's how it's supposed to be. B'laylu v'nechtim b'laylu written by night and signed the same night. That's how it's supposed to be. We're doing the Mishnah again. B'laylu v'nechtim b'yayim written at night and signed the following day. Kashya because all considered one day. However, b'yayim v'nechtim b'laylu written by day and then signed the following night. It's a different day altogether. Puzzle. It is puzzle. Why? Because the shtar, the date precedes when it actually took effect. That's called a shtar mugdim. Rab Shimon says, I'm not concerned. Machshir is kosher. What exactly is the machleik? The Gemara will explain. Rab Shimon says, Kol hagitin shenichtav v'b'yayim v'nechtav v'layla. Rab Shimon says that any shtar that was written by day and then signed by night is possible. Generally, the pasuk was a shtar mugdim. You might go and collect from lukuches prior to the date. People will think, they look at the day of the shtar, they think that's when it took effect, when in fact it did not take effect till the next day. Gittin noshim are an exception. The get of a woman is an exception, that because it's not meant to be collected with. Exactly. It says the Gemara.
Yeah.
Who gets them right? Yeah. It's like a bal chayv. And there's only a lend only a certain amount of money. You go according to the demon's
plan. That's
right. So the Gemara Itmar. Before we get to the problem of a star that's mugdim in zman, let's first understand why bechal you need a date. And then once we understand why bechal you need a date on the get on the star, then we can understand what's wrong with having the wrong date. So, why is it necessary to have a date at all when it comes to Gittin? Since you just said it's not a shtar that comes to collect, and you're not collecting anything, so what's the big deal? Why do you need a date? Why do you need a date? As long as we know that she's married. She's married. As long as she's divorced. She's divorced. You know why? We're scared that maybe his wife happens to be his niece. And in fact, we're learning more. Yivam is a mitzvah to marry your close relation, the niece. And what happens if she's mezana? If she was caught. If she was a married woman, she'll get killed. So even though you're divorcing her, you have Rahman, you don't see her get killed. So you're going to backdate. You're going to say, hey, this get preceded this event. We're already divorced. And she'll produce the get. There's no date on it. Who knows? So we're worried. He'll be mechafa basachayz. He'll try to protect his niece. That's why we put a date on it. Shlokish says, no. Azimor will explain. I'm not worried about that because it hardly ever happens. Nobody commits adultery. Shlokish says, Mishum Paydus. The reason is because of Paydus.
Adultery and no one marries a niece.
No, adultery. Yeah, but in the exceptional case when it happens, you'll see. Shlaki said the reason because the payday is the din is that once the get has a date, the husband has no right to continue to sell or to work with nichse malug, her estate that she brought into the marriage. And if the husband sells some of the nichse malug, so she can show the get with a date and say, look, hey, my husband sold this property mine after we divorced already. But if there's no date on the divorce, the onus of proof is on her when she got divorced, so that the sale should be cancelled. And therefore we have a date in the shtar. Exactly what I said. It doesn't happen in those days everybody's from. As nus l'shchicha, Tei says it can't be nus l'shchicha. It's a whole besachta. So Tei says with edim, I'm talking about getting caught, not adultery. Tei says, but Rashi doesn't say that. So Rashi holds bechal nus l'shchicha.
It's like the famous what did Solomon, what did Pliny been planning to do wrong? He got caught.
And Tei proves that how shchicha it is. We made a special takana that girls get married on Tuesday night. So that they, if he finds that she's mezana, they can go to court the next day. In other words, we made a whole din. Exactly. Even if she can produce a shtar with a date on it, doesn't help her. Because he wrote a shtar, the husband wrote a shtar, according to Rabbi Yechon, he still is entitled to work with her nichsim lug until he physically divorces her. Just because he intended to divorce her, according to Rabbi Yossi Machagisun, Rabbi Yechon holds that he's still entitled to nichsim lug until he divorces her. So what? She'll produce a shtar and say, look, my husband sold you the property after the get. The lekech will say, doesn't, what are you showing me here? When did he divorce you? She has to go find proof when she was divorced. So the date doesn't help at all. On the get. Says the Gemara, Bishlem the Shlaki, according to the Shlaki, now I understand. Shlaki, you learn that the whole Machlekes is regarding the whole reason why Bechlal you need a date, is because of Peidus. So I understand what's wrong with having the wrong date. A Shtambuk, we have a date, but the wrong date. And then I also understand why Yishimel argues Rachamim. It's Bishlem the Shlaki, according to the Shlaki, I understand. Bishim Hachi come Machshir Abshimim, Abshimim Machshir by get Muchshim. You know why? Could Abshimim the Racham hold that the husband is still in the Racham hold is possible? Could Racham hold at the moment you write the date on the Shtar? The Rabban hold that it doesn't matter the date on the star because it's still the time until the time you actually get physically divorced. Okay, but Rab Shimon holds that as soon as you intended to divorce her, there's no longer paidus. Okay, we'll soon see what the Rabban holds. We'll soon see according to the Shlokish what the Svar of Rabban is. But according to Rab Shimon, since as soon as he wanted to write a get, he no longer is entitled to paidus. So therefore,
as soon as he wants to write a get, or as soon as he takes the get before handing over,
that's the proof that he wants to write a get. How else can we prove that he wants to write a get? Yeah. The moment there's a date on the get, so therefore it doesn't. Therefore, she's allowed to sell right after that date. The husband's no longer allowed to sell. Who cares? He gave it to her 10 weeks later. Oh, we'll see in Machlekes how much later. Who cares if he gave it to her later? But the fact is, the date on the get means a lot to Kohen Rab Shimon.
Shows his intention to be Magal.
Yeah, and therefore he's no longer entitled. And therefore, all she has to do is produce the get. It helps. So Shtar Mukdim is right. The Chachamim will soon see what the Svar of Chacham is. Chacham hold that it's not when you write the Shtar; it's when you give the Shtar. So we'll soon see. Rabbi Yechon, in my time, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yechon holds the problem he could be scared that he'll try to protect his knees. So how could Rabbi Shimon says, and therefore having an early day, that's why there's no date on the star. It's you have to have a date on the star. Why would Rabbi Shimon say that it's kosher for Yishtar Mogim L'chayda? The get doesn't take effect for another 2 weeks. She'll be mezana in between, and she'll produce the get and save herself. So how come Rabbi Shimon says that it's all right? You're right. I cannot work out according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, it can be because he holds about that you might protect your knees because Basa Chayisa. Because then it doesn't. Then a Shtar Mukdim would be possible because he's saving your knees. He came in, but I'm going to Rabban. Now the Gemara says, let's understand the Rabban is Svara. According to Rabbi Yechon, now we understand. Rabbi Shimon says, I'm not worried about I'm not worried about Znus. I'm worried about Peidus, and therefore I say that it's kosher Shtar Mukdim. And the Rabban is saying, no, I'm worried about Znus, and therefore you have Shtar Mukdim no good because he'll protect his niece, his wife's niece, even though they didn't get divorced till 2 weeks later. He'll say, oh, you see. According to the Shlaki, Rav Shimon says, I don't care if the Shtar Mukdim, because the moment you write the date in the Shtar, that's when the husband is no longer entitled to the Nich Miluk. And that's when the woman is, so therefore, any dispute she just produces a get. So why would Rabban argue? Ma'ika ben Rav Shimon Rabbanon. So the Gemara Rabban argue, the husband forfeits his rights to this property, to her properties that she brought into the marriage. That's the machlekes. Rab Shimon holds, as soon as he wrote the shtar, right away the husband forfeits his rights, and therefore who cares when he gave it, as long as he have a date. So shtar mukdim is not a problem. But the Rabban say, no, he forfeits his rights only when he gave the get. And she has no right to the properties until she gave the get. So therefore having
produced in the meantime.
Yeah, having shtar mukdim is not right. Because she will then claim from the Shtar Mukdim and she's not entitled to it. This machlekes of Rabbi Yechonon and Ishlakish, we actually learned elsewhere just the opposite. We learned elsewhere. When does the husband and the wife take back her payday? Rabbi Yechonon says, from the time they wrote the get, she takes it back. Which is exactly the opposite we said here, that he said, according to Chachamim, it's a moment in the sinner. And the Shlokish said, Mishas in the sinner. Well, if you're right, turn him around. Omer, by Rabbi Yisrael, has a question. It says, Gimel Gittim Tzulim, that three Gittim, that the Chathchila, they're apostle, you shouldn't use them. But the evidence, if she, based on this get, she got married, the children, not Mamzadim. The Im Nisa of Lakosher. And one of them is, if you didn't write a date on it. So, if you didn't write a date, it's kosher. So, it came, I hear the Chamte Kanton. The whole purpose of the takana was to avoid that the husband shouldn't protect his niece, according to Rabbi Yechon, or according to the Shlaki, that the husband should not sell property if he's not entitled to it, and so on and so forth, or the woman should not sell property if she's not entitled to it, and so forth. Look, but the evidence, there's no data, still good, so who cares? So what do we achieve? And what do you mean, what did Shiva? Ahan lechatchila letenase. Remember, seifim write gittin, and they'll do it right. Lechatchila, they're going to make sure that that we make a proper get, and then a rav will not marry her based on this divorce. Yeah. What about Gaziel is manded day? What about he was a date on the get, but he cut it out? And it's obvious he cut it out. We're saying but there's no date is kosher. What about if he physically removed the date? My, Amalei, he said to him, you're right, it is kosher. It is kosher, because dates are not ma'akib. But we're not worried that it's going to happen. Because he knows that everyone knows that he's trying to cover up something. And everyone's going to talk about it, so people don't do that.
If it's such an obvious...
people are not going to do that. One thing he say, I left the date out. And he did deliberately to protect his wife, but cut a hole. Yeah.
So would it be... If
so what happened?
If something cut out of the shtar,
technically it's still kosher.
Yeah, so what was cut out?
But the evidence is kosher. But he won't do it, because he won't do it, and she won't be party to it, because everyone will talk about it. Everyone say, why do you think you took a lot? If you forgot the date, nobody's talking about it. But if you had a date and you cut it out.
She might not be a part of it, because he writes the shtari once.
True, but if he's protecting her from adultery, then obviously he knows who his wife is. Anyway, right? Okay, you're telling me this is the Takara Tabal. The message in the following case. Kosa boy, what about if he wrote in a very generic date? Instead of writing today's date, he wrote which mitzitzin, Shavua. Which mitzitzin? Or Shana, which year is it? Tov Shanaim Vav. Or Chodesh, which month? It's Teves, or Shabbos, even which week? Mai, is that good enough? Or it has to be Mamish specifically on the day? On Malay, kosher is kosher. Why? It helps to some extent. Why is it kosher? What does it help?
Who's the Omar Alay? Who said to who here?
We're having a discussion about Rabbi Yosef. So, what does the Chacham help in this case? Ahanu l'shvur de kamei l'shvur de basrei. What about if she was mezana? If she was mezana, the shemitah after the date of the get, she's definitely tired. If she was mezana, the shemitah before the get's date, she definitely gets killed, because it's the shemitah number 55. But she was mezana and shemitah number 54. So obviously, definitely, she's married. I don't know exactly which day shemitah number 55. Who cares? Okay, so it does help to a degree. And Lushvua de Basse as well, that if, let's say, the following Shemitah he sold properties, he definitely had no right to. Or if she sold properties, he did have a right to. You're going to say that if it helps to some degree. It's you didn't meet the Kanzel Chamim, then you have to go for Miyadi, even by day, you should put the hour and the minute. What happened? You put it in Monday and she was out in the morning and it was Monday.
It gets only called in the afternoon.
Yeah, but nobody knows that because it says a date. So you're still protecting. So Zaraya, that if it helps to some degree, it doesn't matter what degree it is, it's already considered a date. It helps the day before, the day after. It helps the day also, the day before, the day after. I'm living in the Rav. You wrote it, but oisvei bekistei. Rabbeinu Zerovim, what about you wrote a get and then you put it in your pocket for a long time? And the reason is, he's very angry with her because you had a lot of fights. So you write a get, but then you say, "Oh, you know what? If she bets chibed, if she can write, oh, exactly." The eid mefaisa tefais. But here's forget. If she makes up and she apologizes, I will rip up the get. But I want to have it ready in case. One more for machlekes. I've had it. My. What's it in this case? Amalei, he said to him.
So the Shimon says that the gabe dinim ominous, the get takes effect.
Shimon says the get is kosher from the date on the get.
Yeah, but what's the pshat? But he says kosher.
No, he's saying it's a kosher get.
Yeah, but she's not begush until he hands it to her.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
But it's a kosher get. According to Chacham, it's not a chachchili. Should not use a get. Shtamogin should use. I don't believe this. We don't allow this because writing a get in case one day he'll use it. You're ready. People don't do that. If you write a get, means you made up your mind already. You want to give her a get. Things can change, but you made up your mind. You give. You don't write a get in case. You don't do that because you're not makdim poronius before the time that's necessary. I know, but you don't prepare. Nobody goes to the get me get ready just in case tomorrow I get angry because I'm going to have it ready. You don't do that. I'm letting the Rav Ashi get in the bottom of the Ziyam. Let me ask a question. a get that came from overseas, the Michtav of Nissen, the date recorded on it, obviously the date that you wrote to get, which let's say was Nissen. Took 3 months to get it. V'loy motu, yeah, Tishrei, 6 months to get it. Didn't come here until Tishrei. So the Chayda, whichever way he learns Nusa Pedis, 6 months later the get was given, knew he can, she can commit adultery that whole time. And he's protector. Everyone's going to go to the date of the written of the writing of the get, and it's not right because with properties the husband is continuing to sell when he shouldn't, and Mrs. Nus, the woman will be free even though she was not a free woman yet for another 6 months. He said, when a get is brought from overseas, everybody in town talks about it. It was big news, and therefore we know that it was written before, and we know exactly when the get is given. When a get comes, what do you mean the overseas? It means the husband and wife and
other. No. How many people hear about it?
When the husband and wife don't live together, and obviously for a long time, because 6 months took to get together. There's a thing called gossip.
We say, the whole thing we say with a shtar, for example, right? If you have a shtar, then the kuchas are a notice, because it's not that the shtar was written, it was Edim and all that.
Yeah, that's right. Edim, Meitzi, Koil.
We're giving a certain chshivas to the town gossip. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So the idea is, once the coil that her husband overseas finally sent her a get, obviously finally sent her a get, then if ever there's a dispute, if she was found to be a zayner, or there's a dispute between her and her husband about properties, we're going to say find the edim, because we know the get was not given on the date that is written it, because we know it came from overseas. We don't know when it was executed, so therefore find the edim. So we're protected. We learn, we know that a woman is a kazakal havchana. After a woman gets divorced, for the next 3 months, she'll not get married, so we can determine the child, the first husband, the second husband. When do you start counting from? The date the get was written, or from the time she received the get? When she got the get, that's when she divorced. The moment you wrote it, you don't live together anymore, because in fact, if you did live together even one night, it's called a get yoshin, you're not allowed to use the get. So therefore, you can use for the date that was written and inscribed in the get. That's what the purpose is, to see whether who the father is. No, the question is,
whatever he likes, as long as he pays the silver.
The question is that a woman is not allowed to remarry for 3 months after, because we need to determine whose child it is. So according to Shmuel, we have a date on the get. It doesn't matter when she was given.
No, but the selling of the property. He can sell whatever he likes.
Not her property. She's a property that she brought into the marriage.
She introduces to the marriage.
And then she leaves the marriage, she takes it back with her.
He can take benefit from the property. For example, she has a field. He can take the fruits that grow in the field, but the field itself isn't his hers always. And when they're divorced, he has no rights to it.
Exactly. He's masked on the Samaritan, the Shmuel, Yemrush, Tainoshi, because Rachel's also with Teres. Abnos Samaritan asked the question of Shmuel. It doesn't make sense. People, if you're going to say that according to Shmuel is a date that was written, what about two women, two wives, received the get at the same time, but one date precedes the other one by 2 months? According to you, the one whose get date is preceded by 2 months will get married 3 months after that date, which is 1 month after they received the get. The other woman will have to wait 3 months afterwards. So people will say, what's going on? They both received the get the same day. How come she's allowed to marry a month later and another one 3 months later? The whole thing looks like a joke. People say, they'll say, this is asur and this is mutter. Doesn't make sense. It looks bad. The fact is the dates are different, so everyone will know why is she able to get married earlier, because her date is 2 months earlier. Because according to Shmuel, the date is what matters. We looked in the Braisa like Rav, that the 3 months start counting from the Nesin, but Tanya comes to Shmuel.
So in other words, Shmuel has to agree with this thing that it's unusual for a guy to have a get in reserve.
Yeah, that we all accept, yeah.
Because the thing is about that.
They definitely didn't live together.
You're correct, because if the Afkhana is, there's a physical child, now what do
exactly.
We do with this child?
Exactly.
So he's saying basically that if you write it at a certain date, from that date theoretically they're going to live together anymore.
Exactly.
Because if they would live together, he'd possibly get. If they would have relations.
Tanya kavasi the Rav, Tanya kavasi Shmuel. We learned like Rav that what? That is 3 months from when you gave it. Hashleach, at least you get to the wife and ishtar shleach, and the shleach was delayed, but derech on the road gimel chadash in 3 months. Mishigia get liyoder when the get arrives her hand. Sichel hamten gimel chadash. You still got to wait 3 months. Klar, like Rav, 3 months after the giving of the get, not of the writing of the get. Will the get yoshen and chayshin? And when I worried about a get yoshon, the get yoshon means a get that was written, and after it was written, they lived together. When I worry,
so the whole reason for the takan of the three chadashim afterwards is in case she's pregnant, you should
right.
see the baby. Mm. But they're not allowed; they haven't lived before for three chadashim.
That's right. They weren't miyach together at all.
So we're taking
no,
both.
The din is that it, we'll see in the very end of the Masechta, if they both live in the same house in a hotel together, we're choishes that they got together, and the get becomes disqualified.
But
so
you're
yoshin.
Talking about
exactly.
The,
so
the
shliach
is delayed for 3 months.
Exactly.
So it's coming from far away.
Exactly. That's what we're saying here.
So we're taking both gezeiros here.
Yeah, but what idea, the main point we're trying to say here is that we count the 3 months from when she received the get. Not when the get was written. So even though the get was written, and definitely from overseas, so they weren't together, the husband and wife, we're not going to allow her to get married the moment she received the get. Another 3 months, like Rav, it's Mashas Nesina.
When you went to another community, he could cheat.
We're not talking about cheaters. We said before,
that's
I'm my
that's
Chashin.
Not that husband, though. The issue is not that husband.
That's right, Nubu, yeah. Tani will look at it like Yishmael. That's 3 months from writing the get. Hamash is get leisha. If you give you get to storage, or give somebody to mine to get to third party, and you told the guy after 3 months the divorce with it, don't give it to my wife till after 3 months. Mishnosnul amutedes the nosemiyad. As soon as you receive it, you get married straight away. Which means the 3 months the clock starts ticking from when, the get was written. Well, get yoshin and chayshin. We're not worried that anything happened in between. They weren't together. Remember, we're not chayshin get yoshin unless they actually were together at a house, and then we assume that something happened. Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi, of the Mishas Ksiva, they used to follow the opinion of Rav that you look at the time when of Shmuel the time is written, and Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Shua, after they didn't say anything like Rav the time when it was given. Here's the Mishas Ksiva. I look like Shmuel when the woman's written.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
It's also interesting that Amiroyim didn't necessarily hold that principle.
You know, the Shemitah, all loans are disqualified. Ksuvah is not a loan. It comes to Shemitah, the wife doesn't lose the Ksuvah. But when does a Ksuvah convert to a loan? When they convert to loan, so Shemitah can actually disqualify it. You need to do two things. You have to pay off part of the ksuvah and the tiskoif. And then you have to say that the balance of the money is now a loan, a debt. So, in other words, if you wouldn't have said clearly the balance is a debt, then it's the balance still the ksuvah. If you rent a property and I owe you money, it's not a debt. That's rent. I owe you rent. That's a choiv. And it's not a loan. A loan has different dinim. A loan, you have it, for example, a din by a loan, misadjin lebal chayv. You can't afford it. We tried to make it work things out. And when it comes to a debt, there's no misadjin. A debt, I can take everything away. I can get a sheriff's office to come in and take
it. The
din is, there's no such thing as misadjin when it comes to a debt. When it comes to a chayv. If you owe me rent and it's $500, you don't pay me, I can send the sheriff and take every single thing off you.
If you took goods.
Same thing. Yeah. You can send the shirt, take everything away. Only by about chayv. Yeah, only by borrowings. But if you convert that into a loan, it has all the name of a loan then.
So if it's good, it's really like a remote course.
It's a benefit to the borrower or to the ower, to the debtor, that it turns into a loan because he has protections. There's no protections for other chayvus. Okay, people are aware of that. We should tease him with tizgif. Shmuel says you don't need to do both. Pogma, if you paid off part of it, afa pisha loy zokfa, even though she didn't turn it into a loan. Or zokfa, you turn it a loan. Af pisha loy pogma, you didn't pay part of it, it's a loan.
What's the benefit to the malva of changing it to a loan? Why would he agree to that?
Why would the malva agree to a loan?
We did business.
So that's
you
how people normally.
From me,
that's how people normally. Because in Binyan Asochrim, that's how it is. If a guy buys from you and then you write it down and you think, after a while, you say, you know, you owe me $500 or whatever it is. You look at it as a loan, don't you?
That's not a debt. That's a debt. That's
the
difference.
True. Anyway, I'm not sure. Maybe there's an advantage.
The loiva has a big benefit in this.
But why would the
malva agree to change?
Maybe the chasim shabadim.
Is the shibud that you have, the, in other words, the eyes are buying goods from you, and I haven't paid you, is my shubha the government money costing the same as if there's a shtar, there's no shtar?
No,
because there's a shtar gives you certain strength.
Yes. I said, that's really the chasm shabadim.
A shtar is an invoice.
No, but it gives the right to chasm shabadim. Yeah, halvoy gives you the right.
So in other words, having a document recording that there's an alim gives you more protection in terms of...
The who, the loiva?
No, in other words, if I buy goods off you, if I buy goods off you and I don't pay you, then theoretically you can come and take anything, right? But if I start getting rid of property, me getting rid of property doesn't protect. It doesn't protect that
the property from my claim, because
correct,
my claim predates
but
your sale of property.
But a shtar gives you protection.
Yeah, Tanya Kavva said that I've learned that you need two things. We need Sai, Pogma, Sai, Zokov, but Tanya Kavva, Shmuel. I mean, Shmuel, I only need one thing. Zokov, even though Pogma, Pogma, even though Zokov. Tanya Kavva, that I mean, it's like Mishamat, Mishativ, Goyim, Mishamat, Mishativ, Goyim, Vitizgat. Pogma, if she paid off part of it, he paid off part of it, like Zokov, didn't turn to loan, or Zokov, like Pogma, Ain, and Mishamat, Achatigma, they can do both. Tanya Kavva, Shmuel, one is enough. Ain is Viknas, Upiti, Uksubazish, all of these things. Shazokfun Bimilva. If you turn them into a loan, even though it wasn't paid, part of it, Mishamtin, Kamshmita, they get cancelled. Bimlav, Ain Mishamtin. Ma'ain Masain is Kavim Bimilva. When does it convert to a loan? Bishas Hamoda Bedin. You know when it turns into a loan? When you go to a Dintayt or something, the Dintayt of Paskins, you owe it, that now turns into a loan. That's interesting as well. That why that ksuva is like a din, like a bezin paskins, and therefore bezin paskins is like a loan. Just like by bezin. Now that we're comparing it to an act of bezin, just like by an act of bezin, it could be written by day and it could be signed by the dayanim at night. Av ksuva can be written by day and nechtam by laila. Even though by get we said you can't have a shtar mugdim, by ksuva you could. Why? Because Maisi Bezin, what's the strength of that piece of paper? Not the paper, it's the Bezin that's behind it. Same thing about Ksuva. You know why you have to give a Ksuva? Because it's a Tanai Bezin. In fact, we learned in Ksuvas that many communities even write a Ksuva because it's a Maisi Tanai Bezin. It's automatic. You get married automatically, you have to. It's not because you wrote it, therefore you chayiv it. You chayiv it because the Chachamim levied that this is how it has to be, legislators has to be. Yes. Because we still want, could we follow like a yet? This is what Shmuel says. We'll see in a minute. Yeah, we'll see in a minute. It's going to write. Written by day, signed at night. That a ksuv is different than a get. So we don't care if it's written before and signed later. That doesn't prove anything. Rav really argues and holds, and that's by Rav, that a ksuv is no different than a get, that you have to write it and sign it at the same time. But over here is talking about that asukim ba'is inyan habe, that they were writing and they were continuing to talk about it, even though they signed, you know, by the fine time they finished talking and they signed, it was very nighttime, it doesn't matter. Because asukim ba'is means it's one hemshech, it's like one thing. And this would apply to any shtar, not the ksuv. When do we say that's a problem? Day and followed by night. If you it was an interruption. Since the Edom already prepared to sign, just talking for whatever reason. In caution. That's why if you're sitting by the vort and people are always rushing for sign before. At the end of the world, it's a little bit later because it's asukim ba'isinyan. If you're waiting to see the chosin and and so on. Amar Rav says, Rav Shimon hold kosher. My time of Shimon, why is hold kosher? So he holds kivon shenosan ein of legash. The moment husband decides what's the divorcer, shuvein lepeidus. He forfeits all his rights anyway. So the date in the shtar is correct. Is accurate.
Is even before he writes it.
Yeah, but that's only how do we know?
How do we know that? The Maisa proves his
exactly. Achlota. So it's not the writing, right? It's not the writing. It's a zachlota, but this is the only way we can prove it.
Oh, but it's almost the what do you call it? The Hill and Shammai, Koyach and Poyel thing.
Yeah.
If your sister Sophie will line you up to write again, he says, I need you to edit a couple of lines again. So it was the day that he lines these people up and they write it 2 days later, it's happening the day that he
made an appointment with them.
He made an appointment, it's already.
When Rav Shimon says you can write today and sign tomorrow,
if they
gave it the next day, but not 10 days later. Why? Chayshin and Shema Payish. If it's 10 days later, maybe somehow or another they made up between the two each other and they had relations, and now they get to the Get Yoshe. In other words, even if we don't know for a fact that they were together in a hotel, the time erases, and the, you know, people always get to change
the
motion. Exactly.
Listen, it's like the guy who's taking his wife, who wants his wife, he's taking her to the Beis Hamikdash. She's a servant.
That's right. Yeah.
On the way, we're
choishing. And they have to send two guys to make sure he behaves himself.
Yeah. It's the same with the. Why do we make a whole big process for a get koyim, and we have to stitch it up and everything, because the koyim are on him until have a moment of fury and then he'll change.
Okay. So Shlaki says that it has to be the next day. Rabbi Yechon disagrees. He holds it. Even 10 days later, because people will talk if they heard that he already wants to divorce his wife and he already prepared a divorce, and then the next day they see him together. What do you think? Of course, everybody will talk. Tongues wag. Itma, we learned another machlekes. Omer la sari told 10 people, kiss forget, lishti, right, I get to my wife. Is Omer Rabbi Yechon holds, didn't mean that all 10 should be aidim. Shnayim mishum aidim, two of them will be witnesses. The kulam, the rest also have to sign mishum tonight. Not because they're the witnesses, they're just a part of the condition. I want your name on that piece of paper. The Shlaki says, no, kulam mishum aidim. They're all 10 signing because aidim. Now, first of all, heichi dami, what are we talking about? Before we get to what's the difference, they all have to sign. Who cares if two are aidim and eight are tonight, or all 10 are aidim? Before we get. No, the more actually doesn't say that, more gets other things. Car of apostle, we'll see anyway. Hey, what are we talking about? We talking about he did not say the word kulchem, but now we learned amala sada kisru legeg ishi echad kaisiv shnai chaisiv. He did not say kulchem, even though there are people in the room. It's only two edim. What's machlekes? Elda amala kulch. You the word. I want all of you to be involved. My machlekes. If you all 10 as edim or 2 as edim and 8 as tonight. My benayu. What's the difference? Ika benayu. The chosim today benayu b'yoyim. If two people sign the correct day, the inuch mekan v'adasariyam. The others are balanced 10 days, and the racham hold that it's possible. It has to be signed the same day it was written. Ma'andam b'shem tanai. Two are edim. No, two signed correctly. The other 8, who cares? Caution. But ma'andam b'shem edim. That all 10 are edim possible. That's number one. Inami goshinim to echem and kodav apostle. We know that there's 100 edim, and one of them is a relative to the to. Either one of the 80 more to the people involved in the get. The whole entire 100 are disqualified. So, the man that mushum tonight, the other 8 are cautious, 8 of them, one of them is a kodav, is a tonight. The man that mushum, 8 impossible. Another one. E, chosim betchile kodav apostle. What about, okay, let's say tonight, and therefore we say that whichever one is a kodav, he's from the tonight. But what about he's the first signature, or the first two signatures? Usually the Edim are the first signature, the rest are chveis al-hidr. So the first one or two are kodav apostle. Do we say we have no breda to learn, but the kodav apostle is here as an aid, and therefore disqualifies the get? Or can we argue that even though he's the first signature, he's only a tonight? Amri la kasher, that those who say kasher, that what, he's probably the tanai, because why would he appoint, there's so many people there, why would he dafke put a kodav or a apostle as an aid when you have 9 people, other people there? Must be that he gave him
really
covered. He's not an aid, just gave him covered. That's one way of learning. But I'm not an apostle. Abi Lakasha.
Does it add a document if you have, let's say there's important people, if you have their name on the paper? That's
why he wanted it?
I'm saying, does it add some chashivas to the document?
No. Today, Kimeya, no, 280, 180 makes no difference.
I know, but let's say your place was. I know. The minister.
Maybe
the order
upon him. The order upon him, yeah, you want all the names.
To have their names there.
This is what
they're going to get.
He wants all
this. Yeah, he wants 10 people to sign.
I actually remember years ago I was invited to be a dine in the get, and the husband came to the get, and he wore a kapota. I asked him, Potter, today? He said, how often do in a lifetime will someone do this kind of a mitzvah?
Interesting.
Yeah. So, Hamnila, Kosher. Those who say Kosher, Tanayu, that this Kod of Apostles is part of Tanayu.
Don't actually make a bracha on the mitzvah.
Hamnila, Apostle, the one that's Apostle, you know why he's Apostle? Luchay, what's the problem? Osilach, Lufish, or the Alma. You might make a mistake and think, since the first guy who signed was the Kodav Apostle, most people think that the first signatures are the Edim. And if they see that a Kodav can be an aid in the future in their own private life, they'll do the same thing. So mistakes can arise from this. It happened once. Quick, we'll go to the mission. I said to 10 people, kiss forget lishti, right to get to my wife, chasum betrei b'nei b'yoyme, that the two of them, with 10 people there, two of them signed straight away, the inach mekan v'adasad yamim, and the other signed within 10 days. Also, the kamer shumalevi, what about the psak? First of all, they want to know whether it's Eidim or Tanai, and whether it's all right 10 days later, because L'chay Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon has been the next day. Amalei, he said, Kedai hu Rab Shimon. This is the famous vart. Rab Shimon is worthy. Lismach olav b'shasat chak. Now that it happened, it happens. Even though the halacha of Rab Shimon, now that it happened, it happened. So even Rab Shimon is only the next day. This is 10 days later. Over here he passed Rabbi Yechon even 10 days later. Two of them are Eidim, and the rest of them are Tanai. So therefore, according to everybody, this is not Rabbi Shimon. According to everybody, this is Kasher, because the two Eidim signed the same day. The rest are Tanai. Rabban hold it, they signed the same day, no problem. So why do you have to say Kedai Rabbi Shimon Lizachal Abishadachak? When it comes to Tanai, you say Kulchem, all 10 are Eidim. We say all 10 are Eidim. But when it comes to how long you can delay, according to Shimon, it's 10 days.
We're up to the Mishnah, yeah. Oh.